Utter the words cupcake shop in London, England, and realtors go weak at the knees. It's being called the cupcake effect. If a new cupcake bakery opens in a neighborhood, home prices rocket upward. Home buyers used to look for homes close to work with good schools and supermarkets. These days, the friendly neighborhood cupcake shop apparently is just as important. Take, for example, London's upscale Chelsea neighborhood. Unlike much of the UK, house prices there have already started returning to 2007 levels after being rattled by the recession. Cupcake shops abound in Chelsea, and realtors in London like to joke that the homes near trendy little cupcakeries are the best ones to invest in. London neighborhoods are home to dozens of cupcake shops, and most have opened in the past decade. North America, meanwhile, the birthplace of the upscale cupcake trend, is no exception. No one is keeping an exact count across Canada and the U.S., but some suggest hundreds of cupcake shops have opened over the last decade, and that cupcake sales are set to grow another 20% over the next 5 years. It all started with plenty of prime-time exposure.
Summer, a very unique cupcake bar called Sweet Revenge opened in the West Village here in New York City, and it's been receiving...
Martha Stewart was just one of New York City's early adopters. Suddenly, specialty bakeries began cropping up, and they catered not to sugar-hungry kids. They catered to trendy adult urbanites. It sounded like a foodie trend that would rise and fall like, say, Jell-O molds. Instead, the trend moved beyond major urban centers and into cities across Canada and the U.S. Adam Borden is the managing director of Bradmore Foods, a venture capital firm that invests in North American food companies. His goal is to invest in the next big thing, trends that move beyond faddish obsessions to long-term markets, and cupcake shops have been a slam dunk for Bradmore Foods.
The costs to open one are relatively low, and I think that's part of the reason why you see them. People sort of caught on to the Magnolia Bakery phenomenon out of New York with the increased prominence it took in the series Sex and the City. And as you observe, they really seem to have mushroomed in the last 4 or 5 years. It seems like every city now has one.
It's all resulted in boom times for a humble little dessert, but Borden is wondering what the cupcake has that so many other food fads don't. Nostalgia is part of it, he says. Cupcakes are a familiar treat to most consumers, and that means the trend has a little more staying power.
I don't know that you're necessarily going to see a cupcake bakery on every corner, but I don't think we've hit the peak yet. I think that this is a product that has been around for so long, people readily identify with it.
Critics might gripe that cupcakes are more about looks over taste. They might moan about overly dry texture and inch-thick frosting, and they may prefer to dig into a proper piece of cake instead. That's just fine, Borden says, but he says if you happen to be shopping for a new house, your best investment might be the one with a trendy new cupcake shop down the road. For CBC Radio, I'm Khalil Akhtar.